to another episode of the Tiltcast, episode 25.
And we kissed.
Kissed by a rose on the face. So anyways, this episode we talk a lot about video games. Talked about some Matt Pack stuff, we talked about Torchlight, we talked about Homefront, we talked about Swarm, and we talked about the new Mass Effect Matt Pack. So anyways, listen. All right, and welcome back to the Tiltcast. This is Justin. I'll be moderating tonight. And to my right, I have Trent.
Hey, what's up?
And to my left, I have Holly.
Hello.
And then across from me, I have Andrew.
Save the best for last.
That's what you like to say. Yeah. Hey, we're both wearing black shirts.
Button-up black shirts.
He's wearing a button-up. Well, his is unbuttoned.
Oh,
I'm
you're
wearing
weird.
A black shirt. It's just but not a button.
You're not classy.
I was about to say the same thing.
Definitely not classy.
We are eye to eye on this one.
We are eye to eye.
That's all right. I don't like being classy.
It's okay. You can be dirty.
Very dirty.
Oh, Jesus.
Gross.
Anyways, so we're going to be talking about some video games tonight.
Like always, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what we do.
Well, you know, we talked about a lot of video games the other week, and then I was gone on a business trip and didn't get to see everybody. And I haven't seen everybody in a long time, except for Trent, sort of.
Yeah.
But, well, I've been gone a lot.
But yeah, you've been gone a lot. So, like, I feel all, like, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed because I haven't seen anybody in a long time.
I'm lonely.
I am lonely.
With your
newly...
I spent
the week in a hotel with a 65-year-old man.
And your newly shaven face.
Well, it's grown back pretty quick.
You still look completely different.
Yeah, I know. I look like I'm 19. And I've been ID'd for smokes and beer. It's crazy. So, yeah, and it's funny, too. Determining reasons for me to shave is I got stopped again at TSA and, searched.
Oh, that sucks.
So I was like, you know what? Maybe the beard isn't for me for right now. So I got rid of it.
So you have been stopped every time. Were you only stopped once on the way there?
Well,
or
I was
both
stopped
times?
At every terminal.
That sucks.
You're the palest terrorist I've ever seen.
I know. Maybe I'm just part of the IRA. Is that what it is? Irish?
Yeah. Irish Republican Army.
That's right.
That
anyways.
Sucks.
Yeah, I'm all right, though. Anyways.
You didn't have to rush or anything, though, did you?
Not really. Okay. I mean, I didn't have connecting flights like we did on our trip. It was just straight from here to corporate. And
yeah, that's good.
I hung out, and I was a good boy.
Touchy subject. I know everybody's skirting around. Did they do the cavity search?
No, but I'm pretty sure my junk was felt twice, at least.
By a chick or dude, TSA?
No, by a dude. Pretty old dude, too. That was kind of weird.
That's
did it
nice,
flutter
man.
At all, or
no? I was completely not
comatose.
Turned on. Yeah.
Well, that didn't happen whenever we went to PAX. No one touched you.
No, but my luggage got grabbed. Nobody touched me, but I got to go through the X-ray.
Yeah,
screener.
your luggage was grabbed. Underwear. Well, you only went through the X-ray once on the way to PAX. No, you didn't at all, did you?
No, I did both times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was really used to putting my hands over my head by the time we got back.
Okay.
So,
dude, I did it. Like, I had such a big smile on my face whenever I went through that thing. I was like, you know what?
You're like, keep a straight face.
I don't even care.
I should have been thinking about something really dirty, and that way could have had a hard on while we were doing it. That would have been pretty freaky.
God.
I think they might have to change you for that.
I should stop doing this.
I actually heard a story about how TSA pressed charges on a guy for sexually harassing because he did pop a boner whenever they were giving him a pat down.
Well, he has no control over that.
Yeah. I mean,
well, to a degree. I mean, for me, it's just math tables. That's all, folks. But
oh God.
So, anyways, video games. Holly, what have you been playing?
I don't think I've been playing anything, to tell you the truth.
I've seen you guys on Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
While I've been hiding.
That's a given.
So.
We're always on Left 4 Dead.
I really have nothing against Left 4 Dead. I've just had a lot on my plate, and I know if I play that, then I'll be up really late.
Yeah.
We
played some MNC, Monday Night Combat. Yeah.
Yeah, we actually got to play with the developer, and for all of you who didn't play with us, you missed out, because he gave us a lot of really good informative information about him playing. And we got rocked, even though he was on our team.
Yeah, it sucked.
That's kind of sad.
Well, I think we won two, but we lost everything else.
Yeah. I mean, the last one we played, he even said that, he's like, oh, I recognize these guys' gamertags from the forum, so they're always playing. And they were literally just playing with us. They had our ball down to basically nothing. And then they're just killing us.
Yeah,
they weren't
they were
going
just,
after the ball.
Yeah, they were just teasing us the entire time. We got raped.
What was his chosen, his or her chosen class?
His chosen class was support.
Really?
Not support. Tank.
Was it tank or gun?
He really likes the tank.
Oh, yeah, tank.
I just really like the way the tank looks.
Well, he said he likes to play a good amount of everything. Like, he is good at everything that he does, but he'll basically choose what he needs to do based on what everybody else is doing. So
okay, so nobody wanted to be the tank, and so he took it.
Well, if we had too many tanks, like, he didn't want to do assassin because I was already doing assassin. I think Andrew was doing assassin, too, so he chose to do tank.
That's cool. So not my whole bunch else. You've just been busy?
Yeah, a lot of work.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What have you been playing, Andrew?
I've played quite a bit.
Really?
A couple different games. Played some more Slambolt Scrappers, which is always fun.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about that on last cast. Yeah. Having a good time with that so far?
Yeah, still a lot of fun.
How much time do you think you could put into that game? Like, if you just did a playthrough?
I don't know. I'm playing like 2 hours at a time, just doing a little bit of campaign, a little bit of verses. I don't know.
So probably at least 10 hours worth of fun?
Probably. I'm sure that's one of those games I'll just pop back in and play every now and then just for some sort of... Because it's a pretty mind-numbing game. It's not something I'm stressing over.
Kind of like a Plants vs. Zombies arcade-style game.
Just a wind-down game.
Viva Pinata.
I gotcha.
Let's see here. What else did I play? Of course, Left 4 Dead, Monday Night Combat... just started really getting into Dragon Age. I've put about 7 hours into it.
Part one or two?
Two.
Okay.
Put about 7 hours into it.
Let's do a little shooting back and forth on that, because I've put about 90 hours into it.
Jeez. accidentally made my guy a homosexual.
And then, Everybody has.
Oh my god, it was hilarious, though.
Was it
the gay elf?
Was it Anders?
With a leaf
Anders,
neck?
Yes.
Anders is gay for everybody. Dude, like, I was just like, I was just being nice, and I must have hung my leg.
I thought it was because my guy's kind of snarky and kind of a prick, and it was just like, the option was, I like men with a dark past or something, and I thought he was just going to be like...
You didn't see the heart?
I realized that after I clicked it, and I was just like, oh, damn it. And I'm like... Anders, I don't see you like that. Cut.
That doesn't really make you gay, though.
Now he's all over. He's all over me.
I chose to end the relationship. I was telling Trent or John this actually the other day. I really have nothing against gay people at all.
No,
but like, it just keeps sneaking it in on me. Like, I don't even know why.
Like, it's a leaner.
Like, it's just like a cloak and dagger kind of thing. Like, he's just teasing me, and I'm being nice, and he's taking it the wrong way. And all of a sudden, Anders is like, well, we could start a new life together here in Kirkwell.
I know. I'm like,
and he's like, we could live together a long time, and we have a happy family. And
you
I'm just like,
had a demon in your body. Your eyes were glowing.
Yeah, that would be rough sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially butt sex. So, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, I was just nice to you and I was trying to support you, and now you want to suck my dick. And I mean, you know, I'm already working on two girls. I mean, I could just switch it for a little bit, but just not really digging that aspect. But you know what? That's a good thing, though. You know, it's a good thing is no games are really doing that aside from BioWare games.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's a cool option, and I think it's cool and all, but man, I'm Hawk. I'm supposed to, like, ass pound women. And not be ass pounded by Anders and his justice demon.
Well, one of my closest friends is he's a gay dude that loves Dragon Age, and he is digging the shit out of this option because he's like, you know what? I kind of had an option in the last game. He's like, now I can be myself. And I was like, well, right on, dude.
Like, Bethesda at least kind of gives you the option at the beginning rather than sneaking it up on you, like Fallout New Vegas. And
yeah.
You know, they give you the option to choose the confirmed bachelor option, so you can have the homosexual
really
bisexual
subtle
dialogue.
About it,
yeah, they're subtle.
In Dragon Age, he's more like let's pound asses together.
But like
let's pound sacks together.
Yes,
it was just like hidden, and I was like, you tricked me, BioWare, because I didn't think about the heart. I did, and it was just like I thought it was just another snarky ass remark.
Well,
no.
I,
No.
Sadly, that's how it happens in real life, too.
I rolled a dice and turned out gay.
So, yeah, it snuck up on me, and then I've been trying to hit on two girls at one time. And it's actually working pretty well. But so I had sex with two women on my first playthrough, which I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. And somehow managed to avoid getting my net tangled up in Anders. But
he is very subtle with that net.
He is.
No, I'm actually really enjoying
this
game.
It's like an eel in the weeds.
I am a little annoyed. I mean, I've only played 7 hours, but I've gone into the same damn dungeon 9 times.
Okay, so we're talking about some gripes here now that we've both gotten some playtime into it.
Mm-hmm.
Story, I think it's unjustified what other people are saying. I'm really digging the story.
I'm liking the story.
I would say this, though, about it. There's so much side story, it's easy to get away from the main story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't...
And to be fair, if you're still in 7 hours, you're still in Act 1.
Yes, I'm still in Act 1.
And that is a beefy-ass act.
Mm-hmm. For those who haven't followed, what have people been saying about Dragon's Age story?
This is a basic complaint. There's the levels are repetitive.
Yep, which I agree with.
And there's a lot of side missions. Like, they were like, oh, we got tons of side quests. And, like, really... If you could focus on the main quest and the main quest alone, I think you could beat the game in about 20 hours.
Yeah.
With the side missions, it's easily 40, 45 hours.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's for content's sake. There's a lot of shit in there. But it just some of that sort of feels like filler.
But
on the flip side of the coin, it's a minor complaint since I'm having so much fun with it.
Yeah. I'm kind of pissed that that... No matter what I do, I'm pissing somebody off. That's kind of like, I'm like, no! I'm like, I'm trying to be nice and be good and stuff. I'm just trying to make money. It's not my fault if I'm going to kill this guy and it pisses somebody off.
Well, here's the thing, though. The thing that I'm really digging is, I think people are... Okay, how hard are you playing it on right now?
I'm playing it on casual. I'm not going to... I'm playing it for the experience, not the difficulty.
Okay. I think you should try it at least on normal. The reason I say that is because I tried playing it on hard, and I beat the last one on hard, and it was pretty hard. You play this on hard, it's really hard.
Is there anything above hard mode on that? Or?
There's Nightmare.
Like a Sandy?
Yeah. Okay. It's called Nightmare. And so Nightmare, I'd assume, is going to be ridiculously over the top. But the cool thing about it, though, is on at least hard and later on in the game with normal, you're doing a lot of the tactical stuff. And so I think for people that just play the demo, you've just really got a small taste. They start you off as a badass on purpose because there's an embellishment going on. Mm-hmm. And that was the point. Even the chick's boobs in the intro are bigger than normal. Like, it's comedic. And they're doing that on purpose. They're like, oh, he's embellishing the story. You'll get to points where he's telling the story where he embellishes other things. You're like, why am I so badass? And it's like, oh, it's another bullshit moment.
Yeah.
He's fucking around. And so
that's a really interesting way of telling the story, and I think that's really cool about this.
Well, the other thing that, and I'm not going to border on a spoiler cast here, but the really neat thing that they're doing right now is there's so many different options. I'm on my second playthrough right now.
What are you playing as now?
I'm playing as a mage. I started off with the rogue because the rogue was way better in this game than it was in the last. And the mage is actually way better, too.
Oh, I'm playing as a mage for my first playthrough.
And so with the mage, I've already got a different side character. I didn't get my sister. I got my brother.
Yeah, yes.
Did you get your brother, too?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I had my sister.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's not a spoiler. It happens in the first 5 minutes. One of your siblings is going to die. And how they die is pretty gnarly.
Well, and then your mom blames you for it through the rest of the game. Like, through the entire rest of the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you noticed? You've beat it, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, is there any difference between who you actually choose? Like, is there any
consequence?
Okay.
If you pick your sisters...
Your brother's a dick.
There's a lot less rivalry between your sister and your brother.
Yeah.
Your sister tends to like you. Your brother tends to not like you.
No. He hates my guts.
And so that's really cool how they're kind of changing the two. And also, I don't really want to give it away, but your sister can kind of get out of the game for a good 20 hours. And that's what happened to me on my first playthrough.
Okay.
So she ended up doing something else because I made a decision and she's out of the game. And I'm kind of wondering how they're going to do that with, what's his name, Kalen?
Something like that. Kieran?
Whatever. It's your brother. But he's in the party now, and I'm actually having... I've found ways to be good enough to him to actually win his friendship. So I'm actually getting ready. I'm seeing if they're going to do a friendship mission.
What level are you on for your mage?
Act 2.
Okay.
Level 15.
I'm a blood mage.
I haven't done the blood mage thing yet.
It's pretty cool.
It's kind of like playing a warlock in WoW.
Kind of. I mean, I'm just wanting to...
I played
to...
a blood mage in the last game.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
In Dragon Age Origins?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, what... I mean, I'm just hoping that there's more options, like people are going to trust me less or something.
Absolutely. And then actually, for the romance mission that's in there, you probably should pick the elf, because she's a blood mage also.
Yeah, I know. I was like, because I got my blood mage right after I realized she was a blood mage. And I was like, oh, we are going to fuck.
I really like the subtlety on the conversation system, because as me and you have already talked about, we have both accidentally became gay in the game without even realizing it. And, of course, my guy, he got with two chicks, so I guess he's not as gay anymore. I had to prove my non-gayness. But, yeah, it's really interesting. And, you know, for the little things like the repetitiveness of the levels,
mm-hmm.
you say the same thing about Oblivion when you go into that nether realm or whatever. They're all really samey. The dungeons look the same pretty much all the way through Oblivion. So, I mean,
I heard another cast kind of allude to one reason why it is so repetitive. They humped out this game in 18 months from start to finish.
I'd like to see BioWare do something with their add-ons that aren't so short. So I got the add-on for pre-ordering it.
Yep.
And all it does, it lets me change my face and get me some extra weapons.
Whoa.
It was a mission. And then I paid like $5 for an extra mission. Well, yeah, I got an extra character. That's cool. And I just played the game for about 30 extra minutes. That's cool. But that was $5 fucking. So
yeah.
I'm a little bit annoyed with BioWare right now.
I'm just kind of
greedy with the whole like Facebook game thing.
Yeah.
The Facebook game is actually pretty fun.
Yeah, I remember you playing it at PAX.
Yeah.
Before we left for PAX.
Yeah, and I was playing a little bit at PAX too when I was really bored. But it's pretty fun, but if you want to keep going, you got to buy crowns to like revive stamina, basically.
Yeah.
And they're kind of expensive. So I basically just wait for all my dudes to recharge. I play it for about 30 minutes, and then I'm just like, you know what? I'm done with this for a little while, because I hate Facebook games to begin with.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
I just hate the whole like token thing that Facebook... Those games would be a lot better, in my opinion, if they didn't have the tokens.
All the fucking microtransactions?
Yeah,
that's
I hate
bullshit.
That.
Pay for it with advertisement. Facebook has over a billion people on it. You can afford the advertisement. It'll pay for the game more times over than any regular major release retail.
Yeah. You want to talk about some more Dragon Age or continue
on my
list?
The only thing, I think at some point I want to have a spoiler cast on it.
Okay. Let me beat it.
Yeah, definitely beat it. And then, do you like the combat so far?
Yes and no. In the very beginning, when I only had one spell, it was kind of boring, just button mashing A. But now I can throw in fucking 6 other spells, which is pretty cool.
Have you done a lot of the active pausing, setting up shit?
No.
You really should try it.
Is there a way to, like, heal your entire unit? Like, in Mass Effect, you just press Y and everybody got healed.
Anders.
If I didn't have Anders in my party, I have to switch every individual person. And
give them a heal potion.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. I wish there was a button I can push that everybody goes, oh, we're all going to drink this potion now.
No, it's a little bit more tactical than that. But that sounded really condescending. I'm sorry.
Well, fucking sounds better on vinyl.
It does. It's warm. It's got a nice low end. Really what you should try doing is, if you play it on a little bit harder difficulty, mm-hmm. you send your warrior in, you grab aggro like you're playing WoW, then you use your archer and your rogues to pick off individual targets, and then throw your tar bombs to mm-hmm. set people in place, or the spell of paralysis, and then you throw out the, you know, area of effect shit. It's really cool doing it that way. I mean, it's not super tactical, but it's just like controlling a whole party in WoW by yourself, and it's kind of cool.
This game kind of stresses me out in facts that I'm always nervous about whatever decisions I make. Like something.
Don't be. Just play it again.
I know.
And that's the idea. So that's like, and don't do all the loyalty missions because it can turn out really badly for you. I'm just going to say that.
Really?
Yeah. I did a loyalty mission that fucking put me on the wrong side of everything. and it kind of sucked at the end. It was really hard.
So there's, like, quite a few different endings?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I can see at least three different possible endings.
Awesome. Well, I'm pretty stoked to keep playing that game.
Like, I lost people out of my party. I was showing Trent, I was like, I'm going to lose that guy. Oh, wait, I just found a way to get him back. But I almost lost that guy.
Oh, yeah, the elf one that tried to fuck you?
Yeah, the elf. Do you have the elf character yet?
Yes.
Oh, the leaf on
it. No.
You don't have the berserker?
No. Well, let's say, I don't know, sometime soon we're going to do a spoiler cast. I need to beat it at least once.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that pretty soon. Let's see here. What other games have I been playing?
What other games have you been playing, Andrew?
Thank you, Justin.
You've been doing NBA, haven't you?
Yes, I've been playing NBA 2K11, which TVGP's Brad said that this is the best sports game in the last 10 years. And I must admit, it is pretty phenomenal. Like, I'm a pseudo NBA fan. I'm not a huge NBA fan, to say the least. I mean, I know.
What's Boston's team?
Boston doesn't play sports games.
I know. Doesn't Boston have a NBA team?
Oh! I thought you were talking about TVGP. The Celtics.
Is that your team?
No, I play Celtics or I play the Thunder. OKC Thunder. But then, like, it's a lot of fun. I actually made Matt rage quit and run out of my house, slamming my door and stuff. Cussed me out because I beat him so bad. But, like,
Matt does that on every game, doesn't he? Because Marvel vs. Capcom, he did the same thing too, didn't
he? Yes, I know. And he's,
I was like, really?
He's got this weird kind of thing he's doing with me now. We're trying to see who's the best person at video games, so we're challenging each other on different games from, like, NBA Jam, like the original arcade, to, like, Killer Instinct, to NFL Blitz.
This is like a big nerd off, isn't it?
Yes.
It's going to come down to Frogger.
Like, dude, he beat me on Pac-Man by 10 points.
Did you play the Championship Edition?
No, we played it at the arcade, the original.
Oh, so you've been playing arcades?
Yeah, we've been going up to the max and playing arcade games.
I'd like that place a lot better if the service was better.
I don't care. I go up there and drink. Go up there on Tuesdays. It's free token nights. It's pretty fun. Let's see here. So, played NBA 2K11. The announcers are spot on. Like, it's, like, real announcers. Like,
it doesn't feel wooden, is what you're doing.
No, it doesn't feel like it's like scripted parts. It actually feels like, holy shit, are these guys actually watching my game kind of shit? They're like, oh, that was a nice layup. And I'm like, oh, my God. They're like, and LeBron snags the rebound. And I'm like, that just happened. And it's a lot of fun. I didn't dive too deep into it because it is so realistic, it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to the arcade style. Like,
yeah. Like, I want to do, like, 14 flips and then slam dunk it.
Exactly. I want to be on fire.
You're on fire. Boom shakalaka. So played that for a bit. That was pretty fun. This last week, I've been playing a shit ton of MLB 2K11.
Oh my God, he gets trying to pitch so a perfect game. Mad.
Yeah, but it's hard.
Well, now, you have to pitch a perfect game after April 1st?
Yes, April 1st.
Yeah, because there was somebody pitched a perfect game before that, and it didn't get credit for it.
No, he got a credit. The guy who won it last year?
No, the guy that, there was some pro wrestler that did it this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he pitched a perfect game this month, but because it was before April 1st, they're like, it didn't count.
Yeah, they're waiting until April 1st, so everybody's got a fair chance to kind of know what everything is. Plus, April 1st is opening day for actual MLB, so it kind of makes sense.
So is it just that day, or?
Well, it'll happen within a couple hours of.
Is there like an achievement that pops up or something?
It's only the first person?
They give you $1 million.
I know there's $1 million, but how do they track that?
I don't know. Something will tell them.
Probably leaderboard.
You need to figure that out.
I know. I couldn't do it. I can
see. I was wondering that too. Like, if I don't know if it's just going to be something over the internet, or if they're actually going to give you a code after you pitch a perfect game, and then you send them an email saying, "Hey, I got this code. I got it."
I'm guessing if you're consoles connected to the internet, it'll send a message to
them. I would imagine it's just leaderboard that tracks your score and the first one to get that.
But the thing
game,
is it, have they actually said the first person?
Yes.
Okay. Because whenever I'm at work, it just says, you know, if you pitch a perfect game.
No.
But
not,
it doesn't.
They're not giving out a
go.
Couple million dollars to a bunch of different. No.
We'll pull our resources together. I'm going to rent it now.
Dude,
I'll take shifts.
Man, it
is pitching every day.
Hard, though.
He gets so mad when he's playing it. Like, I actually feel like he's watching a Red Sox game. He gets so mad.
I mean, like, this game riles me up sometimes. I'm like, son of a bitch, drop the fucking ball. I'm like, I'm playing as, I'm doing your create a character and stuff.
So it's your own dude.
Yeah, it's my own dude. I've got actually two different guys. I've got Andrew Olson. He's a pitcher. And he's doing pretty good. He's all right. Not too bad. He's still in double A, so he's working up. And then I've got a catcher who I'm playing.
A pitcher and a catcher, huh?
And a catcher. I'm gay with myself.
I am, too.
My catcher's name, I just chose random names because they're generated and they'll actually announce it. My catcher's name is Flint Leech. I was like,
that sounds kind of dirty.
Good old Flint Leech. And they're like, Flint Leech is up to bat. He's pretty awesome. I think in my first season in double A, I've already hit like 15 home runs.
And he's a catcher?
Yeah. Yeah. And the only thing is playing with your character, it takes forever. Like, you literally have to play every single game for 100 or...
Is it like 180 games or something?
Something like that. I want to... I can't...
There's more games in baseball than any other sport.
Yes. Close to... NBA is a pretty close second. Because NBA has a lot of games, too. But it's kind of like... At least, well, with the pitcher, it's like every single pitch I have to throw to every single person until they pull me out, which I sometimes hope they pull me out because then that kind of ends my turn. But it's just like, oh my gosh, this is taking forever. But at least with the catcher, the only time I actually play as catcher is if like any time that shows me as catcher, I already know that something's going to happen. Like, they're going to bunt. They're going to pop up right around
me.
So
you actually have to play catcher?
Yeah.
How does that work out? Are you, like, moving your glove
No. You don't. You literally just stand there till the pitcher throws the pitch. And whenever you come up, the only time you play as the catcher is if they bunt it, they do a pop fly. So I actually have to do something with the ball.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, the rest of the time, it sends it for me. It skips forward. And then I go up to bat every so often. So, I mean, I'm having a lot of fun doing that. I mean, I like baseball a whole lot. And
obviously, you have baseball tattoos.
I know. I do have a baseball tattoo. Having fun with that. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool sim.
Right on. Anything else you've been playing?
Not that I know of.
All right. Well,
if I think of something, I'll just interrupt.
We'll just chime
somebody.
In. Yeah. Okay. So Trent, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been in and out of town.
Yeah.
But as soon as I got back, you were taking off to go off to a work thing out of state. So I played some Homefront, which I think you're probably gonna be talking about. So I'll wait until then. Some Left 4 Dead with Andrew Hawley and TVGP, you know, Knobs and all them.
Of course, MNC.
Yeah, I played MNC the other night. That was pretty fun. Got my ass handed to me repeatedly because, like...
A little bit out of practice,
well,
huh?
Well, he was talking to the guy, you know, and it just got to the point where I was like, okay, fuck it. I turned my mic off. It was just like, because I kept going like, there's guys coming in on the left side. I need assistance. And I just get hammered over and over again because... He would run around because the guy was playing tanker support, and he would play some of the compliment, and she was off doing assassin, and nobody else on our team was doing jack shit, for the most part. I didn't see them half the time, so we basically were getting our ass kicked due to that.
Well, we had Tooth with us, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had Tooth. Yeah. I think Tooth popped in, but the other one was just, I don't know where the fuck he was. I think I would see the guy every once in a while, and there are a couple maps where we'd all have to kind of assault the same direction. That was one where the guys were just fucking with us, and... It was just a massacre. They had so many snipers run out of freeze traps.
We were playing one of their newer maps too, which is
Funky Cola.
Which is kind of hard to get used to.
It's an odd layout.
Yeah, it's kind of like everything's to the left.
Oh yeah, when you walk out, it's like it's a mirror map, and it's boxes with a playing field down below, and it's just a really odd layout because it's so easy for, like I said, you know, the other team was spawning so many snipers, and they had three at one time, and they just had freeze traps as soon as you came out of our area on that upper walkway, so they just freeze you and then bomb the shit out of you, and it totally sucked. But
yes, it did.
Yeah, but we had fun doing it, and but yeah, I did Homefront, I did some Left 4 Dead, did some Monday Night Combat.
And you played Defiant Mont Pack.
Yeah, I did pick up Defiant.
Talked a little bit about that last week.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
I know you don't like it so much, but I actually like that open map a lot.
Yeah, Highland is the only map on there I actually do like.
And I don't mind the other maps so much. I did pretty good.
Uplink, it's not that I do bad on it, it's just I just don't like it.
Like the zero-G part, I found a good corner to hide in, and it just was headshotting everybody as they were jumping across the chasm.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I did really good on that map.
Zero G room and uplink is fun as hell. It's the rest of the map. It's just really boring.
That's kind of boring. I don't know.
Yeah. Just doing a complete zero G map with like different little ledges and stuff you could jump back and forth on.
I really like the zero G stuff just because they changed the sound effects and everything else. And it just seems
quiet.
I like it.
Yeah. And you can make one of those with the Forge map, because you can change the physics.
You gotta talk to Joe and see if he'll make a zero-G map for Tiltcast.
Yeah, so you can, yeah.
Just have a Tiltcast logo, and that's
built into the wall.
Yeah. No, like, the structure is Tiltcast.
Like, five rooms?
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Each one's a different color scheme.
That would be pretty awesome.
So, Joe...
That's your job, bitch.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll pay you in raisins. Anyway, but Highland I do like a lot. That one is fun because it's open as shit. I mean, dude, I grabbed that Spartan laser, and every time the other team would pull out their Warthog, just blew them, like, double kill. Man, there we go.
Yeah, I got one of the daily achievements for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of fun with that map.
Yeah, that one I actually do like a lot, but, of course, the downside, I mean, I love Halo Reach and that, you know, the downside to it is that whenever you go into matchmaking, it's a crapshoot as to what you're going to end up on. You can't go in and say, well, I really feel like playing, you know, Adam this round. You know, you got to hope that everybody else selects it. But
to me, it's always more fun to play with other people. I know you're much higher ranking than I am, but you don't mind playing with people you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I always have to play with somebody I know. Yeah. And every time I play with somebody I know, I have a blast.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just my thing.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
I usually pull at least one person in that I know, like Dennis will be on, so him and I will go in. Or
yeah, if I see Dennis, I'll definitely play with him.
Yeah, because even if I have somebody I'm just BSing with on party chat, then I still have a fun time. Whenever I'm sitting there with my mic off, I get annoyed.
Well, I do too. Like people. I can get my ass handed to me, and as long as I have somebody to shoot the shit with, I'm usually cool.
Yeah.
Well, so what's funny is I have the proximity voices kind of coming through my TV. And then everybody that's on my team is on my headset, so I can hear what the other team's saying if I'm within proximity of them. And it's funny when you come up against some guy who always has some really dumbass fucking gamer tag, and every time he shoots you, all you hear is like, eat it, bitch! Eat it! Eat it! Eat it! And you're just like, my God, dude.
This makes you want to shoot him more.
It makes you want to shoot him more, and so you stick him right in the face. He's like, oh, no, you didn't, motherfucker! And he goes, I'm going to come down and kick your ass! And he starts hunting you throughout the entire map. Come for it. And like, he kills you, he's right next to you, and you hear over his speaker, revenge. You're just like, what an ass, dude. So, but I did
If you got proximity speak on, I'm sure a lot of those people do, too.
Yeah, I know, they can. But I'm usually in party chat, so they can't hear me. So, yeah, except for that one time with that dude, unfortunately, with the Kinect. Sad story.
With HAL 9000.
With HAL 9000, that little treacherous bitch. I didn't know the Kinect had a microphone, you know, and I felt
bad. It's got like a Furby eye on it.
I felt bad for the things I said to that guy.
Shit.
But anyways, other than that, I picked up the new Mass Effect DLC, The Arrival.
Yeah, I was going to pick that up, but I didn't have enough time in my split, and I was still working on my Dragon Age review.
It's not a very long DLC, which, to be honest with you, it didn't need to be. I was actually very happy with the way this one was done. Shadow Broker is one of the only ones that I really enjoyed a lot. I mean, I like them all.
So without giving too much away, how does this rate with Shadow Broker?
This one's more important than Shadow Broker. This is the ultimate.
Does it tie everything together?
Like, all the other DLCs have brought back a older character, like Liara was in Shadow Broker.
Yeah.
I can't think of the other ones, but they're in almost all the DLCs they brought back one of the original characters.
Yeah. This one does not have any original character brought back. Actually, this is an entire solo mission. You have no backup. It's you all by yourself throughout the entire thing.
Oh, that's weird.
Going against mechs. There's one room where there's like, you have to, there's four waves they throw at you. And the first one's just like, you know, guys with some barriers and guys with just regular health coming out. A couple flamethrower guys. You're just sitting there warping, throw, you know. And then you hear this guy on the speaker going like, you know, Shepard won't go down. He goes, all right, send out the mechs. And I was just like, oh, fuck me. So I started booking it and I got plowed down.
Did you run out of ammo?
No, I got plowed the fuck over by the mechs because I forgot I had on a sandy mode. So
I assume you did finally beat it, though.
I did beat it. Basically.
How long is this?
It's about 2 to 3 hours.
Really short. Yeah,
yeah, okay. It's about 2 to 3 hours.
But it's wrapping everything up. So.
Yeah, basically the story is, without telling you how it goes, though, but the start of it, what you know from reading the description and how it goes into it, is that Shepard, the Alliance comes back into everything, which is kind of cool. They brought the Alliance back in because at the end of Mass Effect 2, the Alliance is pretty much fuck all out of the picture. They didn't believe the Reapers. They didn't believe in anything like that, and they want nothing to do with it. You were working for Cerberus, as far as they're concerned. And they come to you and ask you to do them a favor. One guy does, and he comes back and asks you to go off and find a covert scientist who is undercover in Batarian space researching something. And you ask, well, what was she researching? And according to the description, as well as what he tells you, there's this thing called Artifact Row, which is another Reaper artifact. And she says that the Reapers are on their way, not years, months, but days away from coming into the system and attacking Earth. And he wants you to go off and take care of this.
Be careful how I phrase this, but it seems to me that they're kind of saying that maybe when they put out Mass Effect 3 that it's going to be a very short time from when.
You do something, so I can't tell you.
Okay, so you just need to play the DLC.
You need to play the DLC to figure that part out, but I will tell you one thing, you know, with Shepard. No, with Shepard, no, I'm not going to tell you that. With Shepard, it's always been collateral damage, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, yeah, so.
People die whenever he comes into hell shit. This is probably the biggest collateral damage I've ever seen in Mass Effect. I mean, we're talking huge collateral damage, but it's one of those things where when you do it, you start thinking to yourself, you're like, holy fuck, how are they going to tie this into Mass Effect 3 and what the fuck's going to happen at the end of it as well as during it, because it's totally fucked up what they pull off. But it's definitely, if you pick up any DLC, this is the one to grab, because Shadow Broker puts Liara in control and helps you out, you know. This one, though, will explain some shit. They might just, I'm guessing when ME3 comes out, if you haven't picked up this DLC, the storyline will already be played out and set in stone. But there's about 3 different decisions you make in it that you can see having a huge effect on how it plays out.
Well, so. let me ask you this, because this shouldn't reveal too much.
Mm-hmm.
Is it very combat-focused, or is it very story-focused?
No, actually, they brought to you 2 different ways, which I actually liked. This is the first one that actually advocated stealth. So the first mission, the guy asks you,
so
goes,
I should play the sniper.
Well, he asks you to go in. No. Stealth is in nobody sees you, you kill nobody.
Oh, okay.
You cannot assault anybody or start shit with anybody.
It was like Splinter Cell stuff.
Yeah, almost. Well, it's not so much like that. You're just basically running around, dodging this corridor, dodging that one, doing this, doing that, you know. But he asks you to go on there and covertly do the operation. And when you get there, you have the option of, if you're going to do Paragon Path and you don't want to piss too many people off, go in there and do it that way. If you want to be a renegade, then go in and kill every motherfucker you see. It's not going to fuck it up, as far as I can tell. And, of course, once you, you know, start killing people, you got a lot of people to kill. There's a lot of fucking people. And it's all Batarians, because you're in the Batarian colonies. But if you're going to pick up any DLC, this is the one to get.
Fair enough.
So, because it's pretty badass. And the ending is just monumentally kick-ass, what they kind of bring up. So
I guess in another couple of 2 weeks, we'll really have to talk about this, won't we?
Mm-hmm. Go into actual details?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's I'm waiting for you to play it just because it's so much fun, dude. It's pretty cool. I'm actually going to probably replay it tonight if you don't start playing it, since you got to borrow my copy. So.
No, I still got your copy.
Yeah, you do.
Yep. I'm going through my second playthrough on it.
Yep.
That's all right. You can keep it for a while. I'll borrow Trent's.
See, I was going to wait till summer to go back and do my finalized run through. after playing this, I'm just so geared up to get it all set in stone. I'm thinking about doing it probably next week or the week after. Or maybe starting it
Well,
today.
See, that's the thing. I kind of have to start a whole new playthrough. It's been so long since I've played it. After I loaned it to you, I really haven't gone back through it. And so I need to really go back through it. But we got a lot of stuff to cover in the next few weeks. So anything else?
It's about 560 points. That's about it. So it's worth the fucking purchase.
Well, so that me and you can kind of keep this flow going, let's talk a little bit about Homefront. So, you know, okay. We have two different, very different opinions about this game, I think.
Well, no, my opinion is about campaign. I didn't do multiplayer because
I don't have nearly as much of a problem about the campaign as you
do. No, campaign I enjoyed. There was just a few bitches here and there I had about it. So.
Well, why don't you start off on your bitches, and I'll praise it later.
Okay. number one, it's Call of Duty with Homefront stamped on it. That's all it really is. But
it's a modern warfighter. What else did you expect?
Well, no, it is Call of Duty. All the mechanics, the little on-screen stuff, that's all Call of Duty. Like the grenade in the center with the diagonal line telling you. It's the same people, so it's Call of Duty. That's all it is.
Well, Call of Duty was Treyarch.
I think it's the same.
And Infinity Ward.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
I thought it was THQ.
People.
It's THQ
is Homefront.
Yeah, THQ did they do Homefront. No, they're two different companies.
Okay, no, I forgot the
actual developer. Shit. No. Whatever.
We got him looking up. Well, either way, because it's so much like Call of Duty, that's why I pretty much thought it was the same damn company.
It's kind of like a
Chaos Studios.
Chaos, yes. Mm. It's kind of like a what am I looking for? Template.
But
I mean, it's kind of a have to nowadays.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So for the modern warfighter thing, the Call of Duty has kind of set the standard for it, and so I think with the button layouts and things like that, if you're going to do a modern warfighter game, you need to kind of follow the template.
I mean, it'd be kind of weird if all the buttons were reversed.
It's not the button layout or anything.
No, but some of the on-screen. Yeah.
It's everything in the game is Call of Duty, just with.
Except with all the modern shit that's not in Call of Duty, like all the drone shit and
because like, Call of Duty is more whatever, you know.
Well, the last one wasn't it in Vietnam?
No. Well, Black kinda. Ops.
It's around that time frame,
it's
isn't
Cold War.
It?
War. Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so so it's several years ago.
Yeah.
Back when I was a kid.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the modern weaponry or the modern enemies, like with the turrets they have in Homefront.
I'll agree that the layout of everything and some of the on-screen stuff is the same, but I think the gameplay is a little different.
Yeah. Like I said, my only bitch is just that when I was playing it, it just feels exactly like Call of Duty. Everything is the same. They didn't actually bring anything new into it. The helicopter sequence I did enjoy a lot. That was a lot of fucking fun. If you play it on guerrilla mode, it's really a lot of fucking fun. My other bitch was that they had a problem with the iron sight stuff whenever you're hiding behind objects. I would come up to an object and crouch down because when you're on guerrilla mode, it's like three hits, boom, you're down. And it's like half a second is all it takes and you're dead. And I'd have to come in and do a lot of cover fire, you know, just pop-up shoot and all that. And say your sight is like a good 2 inches above the box you're hiding behind, and you got the guy dead square in your sights, full body, everything, and you fire, and it's dinging off the box and an invisible box.
I'm
going
to have to try that out because I didn't experience any of these problems.
Just go in and try it on the, what's it called? The one with all the redneck dudes out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, the guys that are quote-unquote patriots.
Yeah, not that one. I'm trying to think of... No, it is that part when you get into the trailer park area.
Yeah.
And you're going around and there's a lot of areas, with guys just on different... Get behind some boxes and try it. It just fucking pissed me off.
I will say this, and I don't know, I haven't played a lot of Call of Duty, but, Andrew, do you have to go prone a lot of the times in Call of Duty to, like, advance at all?
Call of Duty's more of a run-and-gun game. Like Battlefield or Medal of Honor, you got to prone, you got to get down low and stuff. Yep. You can't strafe shoot somebody.
Yep. Yeah, I like the circle strafe mechanic of the old school games, but I was noticing with this, man, I had to play a lot more carefully than I'm used to playing. I was prone 50% of the game. Just like crawling my way through the city because, man, those guys are going to kill me.
Yeah, that's where that whole invisible box shit started to piss me off was how it... would get in the way. It's like I'd be sitting there, clear shot, just like I'm looking at Holly. Box is like 2 inches below her fucking chin. I mean, with the top of her head, and just ding, ding, ding. Waste the fucking ammo. Waste the fucking... And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get shot by the guy I can't even fucking shoot. You know? So it just kind of... kind of pissed me off, especially just...
I liked all the remote control vehicles, though.
Yeah, but basically just geometry. You're hiding behind a box the size of a fucking, like, 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot fucking, you know.
Box?
And you're hiding behind it, and you stick your head right here on the fucking, like, way back on the fucking right side near the back. So you got all this cover, and some asshole shoots you from the fucking left, somehow mysteriously gets you right in the face. It just kind of pissed me off a little. Other than that... The game was fun. I did enjoy it.
Well, you were saying to me, I was playing it for the campaign, and I can understand that because they had all the hype about, this has got the guy from Red Dawn in it, and he wrote the game, and here we go, you know, we got this big kick-ass story. And yeah, the story's pretty kick-ass, and at the end of the game, it just kind of left you hanging.
Punch out. It's a punch out ending.
And so that was kind of irritating. However...
You think there's going to be a Homefront 2?
Probably. No. I don't mind. I would like a longer campaign because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure that's one thing they will change.
I probably ought to let you borrow it.
Fuck, 4 hours? I can have it back to you tomorrow.
It's like five, you should 6 hours.
That's actually where I'm going to next, because this is where I think it has a lot of value. Mm-hmm. So I played with, you know, David from work.
Yes.
Like, I was explaining this to Trent. It's like, I think a lot of people bought this for the multiplayer. And this is why I say that, because as soon as I got home, I'm popping it in. Like, I ran into Matt, actually, up at GameStop. And he's like, I'm going to go play the campaign. I'm going to poop sockets like 8 in the morning. I'm like, that's cool. I get home. I didn't even get to the single player. David's on there. He's like, hey, let's get on multiplayer right now. And his whole Call of Duty clan's playing it. And so we all jump into a 16 versus 16 match.
Damn.
Which, that's a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
Well,
there's not an Xbox game right now that does that with shooters.
Yeah, Medal of Honor did that.
16 versus 16? Okay.
I'm nodding. I know that doesn't sound well over the internet, but I was nodding.
When it comes to the multiplayer, no, I would have gone into the multiplayer and had a lot of fun, but the problem is, before you get into it, is that I couldn't play the multiplayer because you have to have an activation code.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some news about
Is it EA?
THQ. Yeah, THQ did. So I couldn't even get in and try multiplayer.
The only thing I was worried about this thing and people saying, oh, the multiplayer is where it's at. I'm like, why would Homefront's focus be on the multiplayer if...
Just wait till you play it.
I mean, I understand, but some people aren't going to play it because they've already got Call of Duty.
Half of David's clan is trading in Call of Duty right now.
Wow.
They really, really like Homefront.
You can still get about a $25 or so for Call of Duty.
Yeah, they were like, man, we're sick of Call of Duty. This is actually fun. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, what do you mean by that? He's like, well, there's a lot more innovation. He's like, with these, like, so you... I haven't played a lot of Call of Duty multiplayer, and I'm not going to claim to be an expert, but the cool thing about this, the thing that drew me in is, so you pick your class, you customize your class, and you got, you know, your different loadouts... And that changes throughout the game. You're not stuck with the same loadout. Mm-hmm. But you also have all these drones. Like, everybody gets their own little set of drones that you can purchase based on whatever points you're getting for capturing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a drone where it's, like, a kind of like a Predator drone. And so with the Predator drone, you're flying around the battlefield and you're launching rockets at people or blowing up tanks. You can unlock vehicles. You got a little drone where it's a little helicopter, like a remote control helicopter. Fucking fly it in a building and kill everybody in the building with this fucking remote control helicopter. It's got rockets on it. You got a little thing called a Wolverine or a Badger or something. I don't know.
Some animal.
It's a little like RC unit with a 50 cal on it.
Wow.
And so you go down in there, you see guys like shooting at you. Yeah, they can kill you, but you're maneuverable enough that you can go through and mow down 3 or 4 guys before it dies.
Mm-hmm.
And those little like RC moments are really cool until somebody comes up and, you know, knifes you in the neck. But, you can hide pretty well. Like, I think I was here listening to Knobs talk about Mag the other day on one of the other casts.
Oh, that's another game I've been... I was playing Mag with Knobs.
Okay, so I was listening to him talk about Mag, and that's the thing I'm not used to with the modern games. The camouflage works really well.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm so used to things kind of popping out and being able to see dudes and shoot them. Not so much, man. I think the people that are really used to these kinds of shooters are kicking my ass. But again, I'm still having fun, and I hate modern warfighter games, so...
No, that's an achievement in itself.
Right, and this game's getting a lot of mixed reviews. So I don't know. I think you should play it at a buddy's house and decide if it's for you. If it's for you, I think it's really for you.
Okay.
And if it's not, it just really isn't going to be for you. So, I mean, that's just that's how it's going to be when I write up my review.
Okay. Makes sense. So, yeah, I might have to borrow that from me.
Also, this is also...
pay $5 and get the multiplayer pass and go
online. Well, I mean, does it give you like a two-day pass thing?
I don't know.
Because at least EA does that. They give you 2 days, 2 or 3 days... I think EA does 5 days of kind of a free trial for them.
I wouldn't be able to tell you because I just entered my code when I unwrapped it. So,
yeah.
Makes sense.
And I guess it wasn't obvious enough where Trent would have probably taken advantage of the activation pass.
No, I saw the activation. Yeah, I knew you'd already activated.
No,
so.
Like a free one if there was a free trial.
Oh, I didn't want to dig through and use up one of your free trials, so... but of course, when it comes to THQ, this is also like one of the first games of this. I mean, they did Company of Heroes and
well, I was actually looking
at Frontlines, Fuel of War. So,
yeah, I was going to say that Chaos is the one that made it,
mm-hmm.
and Frontlines, Fuel of War is the only other game that they've actually made as a company.
Huh?
Yeah.
So this is just their, you know, this is their sophomore project.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested in see what Chaos comes up with next.
THQ also did.
I'm not talking about.
I know. I'm just thinking of THQ.
Oh yeah. THQ is just the publisher.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking of stuff they put out because a lot of times it's similar Chaos to what they've done before.
Is a this is just what I think. I believe. It sounds they're kind of like they were a freelance company. They would help people with different projects under different things. Like, I don't know, like Physics Engine or something. That's...
Well, okay, I'm just reading off Wikipedia.
Okay.
But basically, there's some of the core members from the Trauma Studios, the ones that have formed Chaos.
Yeah.
So that's probably...
Yeah.
They've done other things.
Yes. I mean,
They're not rookies, but this is their first advent on their own.
Yeah, their own project, not them helping other people.
I don't know. I mean, some of the textures and stuff, a little bit blocky. Again... I'm not too worried. There's so much going on screen on multiplayer, just like explosions all over the place. It's visceral. I mean, it's intense.
So, we kind of skirted around it. How's the campaign?
The campaign, I don't have too many problems with it. It's pretty brutal at first. And the gameplay
the bus ride.
The bus ride is really, really sets the mood for it. And to me, it has that whole occupation feel kind of like Half-Life 2 had.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it was reminding me of. Yeah, here's the Combine, but I guess they're North Koreans. But,
Norks.
So, but yeah, it was kind of weird. I mean, it's kind of got a hokey premise. I mean, nobody really knows what's going to happen in 2027. There was something else I was watching the other day that had something to do with 2027, but I forgot already.
I mean, is it something, the story mode, is it like, kind of like a movie quality? Is it...
Voice acting isn't way over the top.
No, I mean not just the voice acting, but the actual plot.
The plot's not bad. I mean, it's I think it's better than a Call of Duty plot.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it that. It is better than most Call of Duty plots because
Call of Duty kind of goes a generic route, but they know most people are playing it for the multiplayer, so you kind of can write it off.
Okay,
And also, I mean, like
there's no BioWare story. You know?
Throughout the entire campaign, you find there's newspapers everywhere. With articles, and you can actually pick them up, and they'll sit there and chronicle the last, like, 27 years of shit
that's
happened.
Well, there's all that stock
footage,
or that stock footage they put together that made it kind of seem like an intro to kind of like a documentary or something.
The very beginning of the game?
Yeah, where they're kind of
explaining
everything.
Yeah, that's the same exact intro, like Call of Duty. The stuff where it does, like, the big red letters and zooms out and shows, like, little animation tanks coming in and does all the archive crap. Exact same stuff that those game series have used for... however many years, but it kind of gives it more of a timeline essence and a lot of like stuff.
I think if you played it on a decently hard mode, you could probably get 6 or 7 hours out of it.
I saw like at least whenever we're at PAX, they're kind of showing it off, but I was like, man, this comes out in a couple days.
That's why I didn't really play it. I wanted an armband, and that was about it.
I saw like a, I don't know if it was an actual gameplay or like an actual, it looked FMV, but it could have been animated. Look like actual Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that was weird.
They have, it's taken from something else that they just kind of changed the context of to make it seem like it fits. It was actually Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, so, it was actually Hillary. Yeah.
It's just like they do with other games, where they'll sort of take snippets of press conferences and crap like that and fit them in. Like in movies, you'll see George Bush sitting there talking about a threat, and it's supposed to be aliens. An alien movie, but he's talking actually about Al Qaeda and stuff, and they just changed the context around. And then they shot some actual new footage of Kim Jong, what's his name, Kim Jong Un or New or whatever, the son of Kim Jong Il or whatever,
yeah,
because that's supposed to be the main antagonist, and they actually had an actor playing him and all that.
That's
and
cool.
So that was actual like non-archival footage. So
yeah, it was pretty interesting. I mean. Again, not my favorite game of the year,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel disappointed with my purchase. I think I'm going to go back to the multiplayer and we get a little bit of a lull with the games.
Yeah.
And have some fun fragging dudes.
Like July?
Well, to be fair, I mean, this coming month, we got about 2 weeks of lull.
April? April's going to be
we got
rough.
Portal coming out?
We got Portal and Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
The
and
two big
ones. And
releases.
LA Noir. Oh, no.
No, that's
LA
May.
LA Noir is May, yeah.
And Brink comes out in May.
Speaking of that, if you actually pre-order Portal 2, you get $5 off.
I've been thinking about pre-ordering on Steam.
I don't know if you get it from Steam. I know you get it from GameStop, but I have...
No, I just been thinking about pre-ordering from Steam just because they had some promotion, and I was looking at it, and I was thinking, well, I can probably do that. You know?
I already have
it pre-ordered. I do like with Portal 2 that it's cloud supported. You buy the PS3 version, you automatically get the Steam version.
Yeah.
And all of your saves, and you can play it both. I thought that's really cool.
Yeah. Justin's rocking out over there, man. Look at that.
Hey.
I wasn't supposed to play noise.
Oh, that's cool. You could just keep playing the noise.
Yeah, there's
you can go ahead and check your email if you want,
button,
dude. Yeah, you can do that.
That you can use.
It makes a beeping noise every time I get it.
You need to make a Skype call or anything?
Yeah.
You know, dead air.
What I was actually doing is I was pulling up the Duke Nukem website because I heard it was delayed and I forgot to grab that set of news.
Have you seen the video for it?
No, I'm going to have to.
It's really funny.
It is hilarious.
We'll get to that.
Do either of you have the pushback release date?
It's
June 14th, I think.
Yeah, June 14th,
God
U.S., June 10th, international.
So we get it late.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we get it later. But the actual video for it is hilarious.
Yeah, it's really funny. You been playing anything else, Justin?
Shit, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a video game podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is a video game podcast. So, I really like Torchlight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that came out last week, and I really wanted to play it, and I noticed nobody really talked about it, so I'm going to talk about it, Torchlight.
Okay.
I played it last year a lot on PC. Never quite beat it because it's a pretty long game,
mm-hmm.
but I really wanted to see how the controls move over to a controller because it was totally a mouse, mouse and keyboard game. And you clicked around to move your dude, and you click to shoot guys, and you click to do this and that. It's like, how are they going to put this on a 360 controller? Well, they do it really well. Move with the sticks, aim with the sticks, use your buttons to shoot. They're all mappable. They're all really quick. You basically have almost as many keys as you had on a keyboard for mapping. You got your X for your basic attack, your Y, your B, and then both triggers. And then your RB and LB buttons are your potions.
Wow.
So... moves really fast. I've had a little bit of frame rate issues. When did I play it?
Yeah.
Today.
Okay, I heard they patched some of the frame rate issues.
What it seems like to me after playing a lot of games is there's probably a memory leak because it's really good for about 2 hours. About hours 3 and 4, it really starts to kind of hang.
Yeah.
And so you basically have to restart the game, which for really just means about a minute. You just top out. Reload the game, and then it seems to fix it. But I think there's just so much going on screen. I mean, when you really get into it, you got shit flying all over the place, people blowing up. You got like 40 or 50 enemies on screen, and they're all blowing up, and bits are going all over the place. So, I mean, it's fair that that some of this stuff is hanging, but I really had a better visual experience on my computer, I'll say that much. But the fact they put it on an Xbox downloadable game for $15, I'm all about. And I'm having a blast with it. So you already noticed if you've looked at my avatar today, it's got a Torchlight t-shirt because I won it, and I'm happy about that. But
nice.
I'm having a hell of a lot of fun with Torchlight. And I think if nobody's ever really played it, this is a really good opportunity to do so since you don't have to have Steam. It's on mm-hmm. console. It's $15, and there's a good solid 40 hours of gameplay in this. I mean, you really get your money's worth. It's basically the same guys that did Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a lot like Diablo mixed with kind of WoW. And so, and it plays just like Diablo. There's no reason for you not to play it if you like that kind of game. I showed some dude the other day. I work a split shift now, so I have a lot of time during the middle of the day. And he came over here, and I was like, hey, you should check this out. And he was like, oh my God, it's just like Diablo. I was like, yes, it is. You should play it. So, been playing that.
And then you guys kissed.
We did. Not really.
They cradled each other.
Cradled his head. We
brushed his hair.
He's got really nice hair. no, not really. But so I've been playing a little bit of that. I played some Katamari, Beautiful Katamari.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, you know the shirt I have with all the crazy Japanese-looking thing on it with all the zombies?
The one that you bought at PAX.
At PAX, yeah. That's Katamari.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you've never played Katamari, and this goes back to, like, first years of college, your little bitty, like, alien robot thing that has a little ball, and you're, like, super tiny, and you roll a ball to build a bigger ball to build a bigger ball till at the end of the game you roll up the world.
Roll up the world?
Yeah. Basically, you just become a gigantic, you just snowball effect, just going around picking things up, picking things up, picking things up. People, plants, animals.
Yeah, I love picking up people. Furniture. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So, basically, what's going on with the whole thing is you're starting off with a little ball, and you got either a time challenge or a challenge to pick up certain objects. So, like, one of them was I'm building the sun. Mm-hmm. I got to roll up hot objects. So I'm rolling up, like, hamburgers, and I'm rolling up, like microwaves, and I'm rolling up ovens, and, like, it's just crazy. Like, it sounds ridiculous, but when you start playing it, it's just like cocaine. Like, you just can't stop. And it's only in short bursts that it's really fun, so you got to get some more. And then it just, pretty soon you've realized you've lost 3 hours of your time, and it's just like, oh my gosh. And it's got this crazy J-pop music, and I really don't care for that kind of stuff, but some reason I do like this. Everything ends in a rainbow, which is really crazy that why I should like this, but I do. But it's just, you know, like it comes back to me playing on PS2 Katamari Damacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I need to go pick up Beautiful Katamari. After I saw that shirt, I was like, man, I'm missing Katamari. And I look for it used, and it goes for about $60 or $70. Even GameStop selling it for like $45 used. And you can't find it anywhere. There's one in Muskogee that has it, which is a hell of a long ways away from here. I was like, fuck that. Xbox comes to the rescue, and it's $19.99. I was like, I'm buying this.
Nice.
So I picked it up, having a blast, not putting it down. I might just write an old school review for it, because I think people should know about this, and it's easy to pick up if you can download it.
Yeah.
Other than that, new games. Picked up some Swarm. Swarm's also on XBLA. Think people are giving it some shit that's unjustly deserved. It's really weird. It's got this really weird industrial noisy shit going on in the background, which I think John would probably dig a lot. but basically, you got a swarm of dudes, and you can spread them out or group them together by pulling the triggers, and you avoid traps and creatively get across things. So, like, you can stack your dudes to, like, form...
Stack your units?
Stack all the little units together and, like, jump over larger things because I'm all stacked up. Or jump over larger obstacles, or you got to group them together and stack them up to get around things that are all, like, trying to kill you.
Yeah.
And, like, you'll get hit by, like a spinning something or other, and it'll splat this little blue dude on your screen. Like, it looks like you're looking at it with a camera. So it'll splat him, and he'll die, like, right on the screen, and it's all oozy and shit, and it's really weird. But, like, it spews you out of this little, like, asshole contraption thing.
No, it actually does. Yeah,
it's weird. So it spews out like it looks like an egg sac or something, and shoots out all these little blue dudes, and then you're all running around and trying to avoid shit, and you get medals. They're called death medals. So like for dying in creative and extravagant ways, and so like I've been trying to keep like you can respawn. There's little respawn points, but I've been trying to kill as many dudes as I can and still have like two or three alive. And, like, just kill them in crazy ways or whatever. I mean, I tried killing them by jumping them off a ledge, and it's like, oh, that wasn't cool enough. So I found, like, a thing that looked like a turnstile, and I stacked up most of them and jumped, and the two guys that were on the end that didn't quite make it into the turnstile, that was the only guys left over. Everybody else died, and it was like, you know, death metal achievement. I was like, fuck yeah. So I'm going to keep playing it. It's actually pretty hard, because you got a certain point score you got to beat for each level. But $15 of pure weird bliss. It's unlike anything I've really ever played. I mean, kind of like Lemmings, but not really. It's just way cooler. I don't know, man. Swarm is pretty cool. I really think I'm going to have to write a review for that, too. Yeah, I got so many things I'm doing. And sorry, guys, like I had full intentions of posting my Dragon Age review this Sunday. I didn't quite post it because I was still finishing my first playthrough.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a long-ass game.
I completely understand.
Yeah Slacker.
Right now, we do have the Mass Effect Arrival review
Trent posted his Mass Effect review already.
Yeah.
Just don't know how the fuck he did it.
But I couldn't talk about it too much, so I just covered the basics.
You just kind of brief overview.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've revised my Dragon Age review like 8 times already. So
I could have written like 3 pages on that DLC, but yeah.
So anyways, Swarm's really cool. I think people should pick it up and give it a shot, especially at 15 bones. So I don't know. That's all I'm really playing. I think maybe we could do you guys want a break, or do you want to jump right into news?
Just go right through.
Oh, I did actually have the chance to play the 3DS.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's really weird.
Are you going cross-eyed yet?
Well, no. Like I was playing it because, you know, we got it at work before it actually came out. Like the day that it came out, or the day before it came out, and we actually opened one. And my manager was like, "Hey, do you want to go ahead and play this for a little bit since we don't have anybody in here?" So it's like, okay, fine. So I start trying to play it, and I'm like, I'm trying to focus on different things, and I'm just like, dude, Chris, I can't play this. Like it's just hurting my eyes. I can't focus on anything. He's like, well, in the actual manual. Yeah, I mean, halfway is actually pretty decent. Like, I don't go the full 3D just because it really is just way too much. But I was telling him that I couldn't do it, and he was like, well, in the manual it says that you're not actually supposed to focus on anything. So if you do just kind of just stare at it but don't look at anything, so basically just stare at it cross-eyed, it actually looks fairly decent. I still don't like the way that it looks in full 3DS, 3D, but halfway is almost okay. Either way, I don't think I could go through an entire game on it, though.
Really?
Yeah,
it just bothers your eyes that much?
It really does. It's kind of irritating.
I need to go through and play a demo of one.
I do too.
Well, I really wanted to at PAX, but we had so much to do.
And the 4-hour line.
Yeah.
That line had like 900 people in it.
Yeah. It was awful. Easy.
Like at least 900.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, it doesn't really seem like it's all that it was cracked up to be. I mean, it's a really good idea, and I like the way that they did the actual, like, hologram sort of thing, but it just hurts.
All right, well, I guess one of us will have to really play it a lot and see how that goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. With the 3 or 4 hour battery life thing, I don't know if I could pick up the first incarnation of it, but I could see myself maybe picking it up later when there's a longer battery on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you guys know I have horrible eyesight, so...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it might be a really bad idea for me to focus on a...
You're like holy shit, I can see.
Into the future.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like a 4-inch screen or something like that?
It's about the same as a normal DS.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 inches?
Like the DS I.
Maybe 3 to 4.
Really, it's that small?
I mean, that's
all. It's the same size as a 3DI, the DSi.
However big that is.
It's about.
That's pretty small.
It's like
a Vienna sausage.
It's a portable device.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you've ever played the DSi, that's about the same size it is.
Yeah, that's why I don't do portable games. Sorry, John. I can't focus that long on something that small.
And the game that I was actually
playing
instead of...
But you've lived with your wiener for this long.
I think the 3D part of it
is
actually in the top half of it, not the bottom half of it. So the game that I was playing, which was... I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was a flight simulation game.
Pilot Wings?
And I just had like... Yeah, Pilot Wings. And I just had like a jetpack the entire time flying around with that and... It's just on the top. It's not on the bottom. I don't know.
What was on the bottom?
On the bottom, I want to say it was just a black screen at the time. With any other game, I'm not sure. I don't think the bottom part of the screen is going to be 3D, to tell you the truth. But
yeah, it's only the top is 3D.
When you play 3DS, isn't it the bottom part's your menus and the top part's your...
Sometimes. Your bottom screen's normally your touchpad.
Okay.
So
I mean,
whatever menus they have... I mean, it just... varies from game to game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we're kind of getting started in this news cycle here, Andrew, you've been writing some shit down over there.
That's titles.
Oh, okay. Do you got some news?
I got a little bit of news.
What you got?
We got two different news.
Two different news?
News I.
News I. What do you got?
Super Meat Boy is about to come up with a world editor.
Really?
Yes.
So I can make Mario 1-1.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of the first things that somebody does.
I'm going to do like the first Contra level or something.
That would be pretty cool, too. I don't know. I think that's
Meat Boy style.
I think that's really interesting that that they are having a world editor.
Yeah, kind of like a side-scroller version of the Sackboy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Kind of cool.
It is actually pretty cool.
My other piece of news, I'm sure somebody else has got that. They've actually closed it, but yesterday they had an opening for testers for the new Xbox 360 format for their new CDs. They're making new CDs that hold more information that aren't Blu-ray, but they had open enrollment, open beta testers for it. Opened up yesterday, and I think the day before, but it's already closed up. When you did that, you got a free copy of Halo Reach, which is probably going to be on the new system, the new thing, and you're basically kind of beta testing it.
Nice. That's pretty cool, actually.
You guys didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I hope it's something that's somehow able... I hope they can implement Blu-ray into their next system, but likelihood is slim to none. But that's all the news I got.
I think you were actually going to mention something about this earlier, which is one thing that I saw on IGN.
The
online codes.
Yes.
Online codes for Mortal Kombat and Arkham City.
Well, Arkham City, that doesn't make sense because I saw that same thing. Arkham City is not going to be multiplayer, so yeah. It wouldn't need online codes. But
yeah.
The WB is starting to do what EA's been doing and doing these stupid fucking online codes. I hate them so much. Okay, this is basically what it does is, like we were talking earlier about Homefront, is unless you buy a copy of the game and you get this access code, you only get a trial to play. You only get a small amount of time to play the multiplayer. Which makes sense. They're trying to limit on the amount of used copy sales.
Right.
Which how they're kind of fighting this is you can pay $10 and get another code. But the problem is, like, let's say...
Used games for $55 sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. It,
so. Yeah, it's this. I mean, that's not even it. I mean, what I'm mad about is, okay, me and Holly got Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, like, I pre-ordered Mortal Kombat, and...
We would have to spend $10 for both of us to play online.
Right.
An extra $10.
Yeah, that's kind of
stupid.
Which
I actually got the, I didn't get the collect... No, I did get the collector's edition. Not the so I'm already spending $100 on it.
And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of multiplayer I'm actually going to play, but still the fact that I am completely limited to the... what I can do, unless I want to chip 10 more bucks to WB. So, Brian, you need to change that shit.
Yep.
That's about all the news I got.
Yeah.
And I kind of went on my soapbox.
That's okay, because I agree with you.
Awesome.
One thing I wanted to point out, I was browsing Kotaku earlier today,
And
they had a story on a retailer called Game, which is a big game retailer out in like Australia and UK and Europe.
I heard they have the same opinions for Game as
GameStop.
We do for GameStop.
Pretty much. And one of the things that they encouraged them to do, there was a retailer in Europe that had a supermarket was selling them for like regular price, the 3DS, at about $55 less than this store was selling them for.
Mm-hmm.
And they were encouraging employees for this store to buy all those units out from that local supermarket so that they could keep it at their marketed price.
Oh, wow.
So.
Business is business.
Yeah.
That's pretty brazen.
Yeah.
I was pretty shocked about that.
Instead of the actual company buying it, like, using the store money.
Well, they were selling them for about $300, and then this store called Game is selling them for about $355.
Ooh.
Okay.
And we sell them for what, $250?
Yeah, $250.
Yeah.
No, I read somewhere that I think it was G4 was talking about how the actual the cost to make the 3DS, the actual hardware to make this, is only it only costs the company $100.
Yeah.
It's not surprising. Nintendo's good at finding a good cheap price for this. So they have a great profit margin.
Yeah,
it's not
I know.
Like and PlayStation. I mean, when they first started selling them, they were losing money on
yes,
every sale.
Yes. Now they're the whoever had written the article is getting all bitchy about it, about how much they're upcharging it. Blah blah blah. I'm like, it's business. People are going to pay for it. Why would you get mad about that?
Yeah.
If you want, you vote with your dollars. If you don't believe in it, don't buy it. Well,
but people are
going to
buy it.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to buy it anyways because they're already fucking sold out.
Eventually, it'll go down. I can see it that in about 2 years, probably about $150.
Well, they're
not
selling them anymore. They only had a limited amount that they made.
Yeah. And
they're not going to sell them anymore unless you buy them used.
They're limiting their support. Well, they're still...
They're going to have another run. The DS...
But it, they,
the DS
they
sold
100, saying,
like 190
yeah,
million
units.
Yeah,
but they have been saying that they were only making a limited amount, which
that's
is
a bullshit
probably,
press release because...
See, Nintendo's awesome about supply and demand. They are the masters of it. It took almost 2 years till
people could pick up
readily
a Wii.
Available. I mean, honestly...
When Wii first came out, I tried getting it for 6 months straight.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get one. Yeah, I just finally gave up on it.
I tried to get one for about a year and a half, and it was damn near impossible, because fucking Nintendo is the shit about limiting how many they make and not flood the market.
Well, I finally got a Wii just so I could review games, and there were some good games on there, too. But I just now finally got a Wii. So, I mean, what, like back in December?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been...
5 years.
Yeah, basically. When it's done with the hype, it's like, well, fuck it.
Yeah, I mean,
it took me until I was reviewing video games for me to pick one up.
Yeah, Nintendo's brilliant at making money, period.
Well, at some point, I'll probably...
And they're, what they're doing is they're not fucking over their user base by throwing in extra charges on shit. And
but their online play needs to be better.
It does, which hopefully with their next system.
3DS is supposed to have a better online system.
Yes, I heard that's actually supposed to be really good. I mean, Giant Bomb was playing with people in Japan with their...
But you don't have a gamer tag. You have a code. So there's a 12-digit code you have to have in order to find your friend, and that's your friend code. So it's kind of like Blizzard has, but Blizzard's a little easier to use.
Well, Blizzard used IP addresses originally, didn't they?
No. No, originally on Battle.net, you just had a gamer tag, basically. And then they got so many problems with like piracy and people finding, like hacking people's accounts. Now you got a unique ID code.
Huh.
And then, of course, you have that verification USB thing now they got for WoW and all that shit.
He's thinking about when you would play Diablo and stuff.
Yeah. That was
give him your IP.
That was before really Battle.net was really fleshed out. That's been a while. But you're right. I just forgot about it.
Yeah, because I remember having to sit there on the phone with like John and be like, "Okay, 176 dot." And like,
you'd have to hurry up and write if somebody before I dialed in, I'd have to write down their code. And
that was kind of the infancy of online gaming, though.
It was, and it was a lot of fun.
You had to be six.
No, I was probably about 10.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
Burger Time's coming back.
Yep.
Super excited about that. It's only on the PlayStation Network, which I don't get. It should be on Nintendo. But so far, it's just on PlayStation Network, so I guess I have to get one for reals now. Because I really want to play Burger Time.
Now that they're stupid fucking cheap.
How cheap?
I don't know the price offhand, but they just did a major price cut on them.
Really?
That and the PSP.
The PS3, like a used PS3, you can get for about $150.
Are you
fucking
kidding me?
You can get a new one for,
No.
What, at a regular game store?
Yep, at a regular game store. Yeah, you can get them. I think they're...
What size giga?
I don't remember what it was, but I know it was like $139.99 or something.
They're doing
or $149.99, so tax.
Shit, maybe I'll pick one up in a week.
They're doing a big push of their smaller gig ones, because I think there's one with a stupid-sized hard drive. Like, ridiculous size.
What are they, we got a 500 gig or something like that, don't they?
Yeah, whatever their new one is, they're trying to dump out all of their previous ones, their 80 gigs and shit.
So is the 139 like a 20 gig or something like that?
I honestly can't remember.
Well, you should do some research and send me a text message.
Well,
if you get anything less than a 60, you get backwards compatible.
No, no, no. That's not the case.
I thought it was...
No,
no, me and Holly had this conversation at one point.
It's not any of them that are less than 60. It's the first ones that came out are backwards compatible.
Well, they had the hardware pre-built into it, and that was the difference. So, like, the software will work on some games, but not all games. The ones that had the actual hardware work better.
Even if you get a new one that came out that's 60 or less.
No, well, yeah, I'm just... because they're really not mass marketing those smaller gig ones,
right.
So a good chance if you get one of the smaller ones, or you've got one of the older ones, if you buy it used.
If you buy it used, maybe, but...
Shit, if it's really that cheap, I'm seriously going to pick one up in like 2 weeks.
Go for it.
Yeah, I'll probably grab one in June, so...
I really didn't really... I was still counting on about $300 to get up and running. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Well,
I know that
you also have to think about like the warranty and stuff like that. Like taxes is going to add like another $15 onto it, maybe, and then the
I don't give a shit about a warranty.
Warranty would be like $50.
Craigslist.
Yeah. Oh fuck, dude! You can find one for fucking a rim job.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well,
I'm not. I'm kind of anti rim job.
If you're hard on money and you really want one, then
that wouldn't make me hard. That's for sure.
gross.
Want. So, anyways, Resident Evil's coming out with a new game next year.
Oh yes,
kind of Left 4 Dead style.
Operation Raccoon City.
You're right on the money.
Yep.
Due out in the winter. There's not a whole lot of information on it, but it's co-op squad combat versus other people and AI.
Four-player co-op. It's third-person shooter. It takes place of the events in Resident Evil 4?
Yeah, so no.
1998.
No, it's the original Resident Evil, one or two.
No. It takes place...
Four's Spain?
Four's in Spain.
Okay, then it's the third one.
The third one is still in Raccoon City.
Yeah, but this is after the infection, after everything. It's 1998.
It's like the timeline was part one and part two pretty much took place right after each, like right next to each other, and then part three was like a week or so after the first one when Jill's trying to get out of the city with Barry.
Trent would be the one with Leon. Resident Evil.
Which part two took place the day of the outbreak in the city, which was at the same time as part one.
Yeah, it's you're I mean, the trailer actually shows Leon.
Yeah.
So that's actually pretty cool. And then they're going to do a release, what is it, this summer for Code Veronica and Resident Evil 4 on Xbox Live?
Yes.
Yeah. Which I'm actually interested in grabbing Code Veronica because that was a fun one.
Man, you know, I think there's a lot of people that... Okay, I'm just going to call him out. Giant Bomb is not really cool about it. I'm really cool about it. That was one of my favorite Resident Evil games. I was like, that was my, what do you call it? Fucking Dreamcast experience.
Yeah, I had it on Dreamcast.
And I played the shit out of that game.
I love the Resident
Evil. For me, it was
games.
Omicron on Dreamcast, the David Bowie.
Yeah, I played a lot of that too.
I wish they'd bring that
and Sword of the Berserk.
That's Power Stone.
$2 on PC.
Did you guys ever play Power Stone on
Dreamcast? No, I didn't.
By far one of my favorite fucking Dreamcast games.
I played a lot of
Crazy Taxi, a lot of Sword of the Berserk,
There was a lot of games on Dreamcast, like Record of Lotus War, Slave Zero.
Slave Zero
was
cool as
shit. One of the most badass mech games ever with Slave Zero. And
I am not liking these Dreamcast classic games.
Yeah, they've thrown up some really shitty mashups. I mean, Crazy Taxi's cool, but they have pro fishing on there.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, who gives a shit about... I'm sorry, guys. For the people that really don't listen to podcasts, man, I'm being an asshole.
The one thing I really liked on Dreamcast for Code Veronica is whenever you were saving your game, it showed the marijuana leaf. It was the green herb, and it looked like a marijuana leaf on your on the LCD.
I always thought that. I was like, when I first started playing that in high school, I was like, man,
that looks like a
pot makes me better.
I'm saving my game, and it looks like a pot leaf.
So, really, I don't have a whole lot more to say. I mean, 360's got a new thing to give them another gig on their discs, so now they're up to, like, 8 gigs.
Yeah.
Basically, there's a part for anti-piracy on the disc.
Yeah.
That's been reserved all this time, and now it's been unlocked. Ooh, so...
Ooh.
Now you can... They're going to... I guess they're probably just going to do everything with checking online like they've been doing and quit worrying about the hardware.
Yeah.
But I really don't got a whole bunch more aside from... I'm sure we got some new releases, don't we?
Yeah, we do have new releases.
Do you have any news?
No, I don't have any other than Justin's... Justin shaved.
That's Justin did shave.
He got rid of his Gandalf pubes. He looks good. So...
I have to... I've been ID'd like crazy.
Yeah,
he looks like he's 17.
You look like an outcast Wookiee.
So,
yeah. They shaved me.
Yeah, they shaved you in case you
they
had
shaved
the
me.
Like, go live on the ground, you bottom feeder. Anyways.
Suddenly my voice got higher.
Yeah.
They shaved me.
Oh, that just reminds me of Sasquatch from Venture Brothers.
So, oh, that's weird. Sasquatch is a dude.
Sasquatch doesn't have anything I haven't seen before. Sasquatch is something I've never seen before. Anyway, so what do we have this week coming out? Yesterday was my birthday, and on that day...
Happy birthday, by the way.
Douchebag.
Anyway, on that
Thanks for not drinking with us, by the way.
I've been up since early. I'm going to sleep, so sorry. What, man?
No, we asked you to go out. Or I was going to ask you yesterday, but you never replied.
Did you message me?
Yeah, I did.
You do know my computer blew up the other week, right?
Well, you have... Oh, no, you don't have your other one, do you?
No, I got the new one in yesterday. I haven't set everything up on it.
Oh, okay, so, okay. Yeah. Well, I knew you were supposed to be getting your other one, so...
Yeah.
You probably could have called.
Yeah. So you really didn't care enough.
I did. He called Justin.
But you didn't call the house where you know I'm at.
My phone was downstairs.
Yeah.
And I was
it was downstairs. It was too far to walk. Okay, it's cool.
She cared enough to text.
We get it. We get it.
Okay. Well, I just told you happy birthday.
I'm going to get back to my job
Go for it.
All right,
go for
cool.
it.
Okay.
Go for your
this
official
week.
Job.
Yeah. PlayStation 2, Wii, PSP, PS3, and 360. We had All-Stars come out.
WWE.
Yeah, All-Stars came out with Andre the Giant and all that, and which you guys were actually discussing and watching videos for before we started tonight. PS3, 360, and PC, we had Shift 2 Unleashed racing game. Dynasty Warriors 7 came out for PlayStation 3. For PC, something long anticipated, in my opinion. Dino D-Day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I think the official release date is actually Friday.
Actually, I think it came out last night.
Nope.
It didn't?
I was looking. It's on Steam.
Sweet.
That's only on PC. I can't play it. I have...
Well, what about
you? You can come over here on Friday night and...
I probably will.
But I'll be... While I'm out drinking, you can go and play it on my PC.
Yep.
That's sad. Anyway, I want to get a shirt that has a pterodactyl holding the swastika thing, you know, for the...
I'm actually going to check right now and see if it's available for download.
Nice. Okay. Anyways... we have EA Sports Masters Tiger Woods PGA Tour number 12. The Collector's Edition.
Hey, I bet Nobbs is pretty excited about that. He really likes golf.
Yeah.
Their entire cast likes that game.
I'm not a golf guy.
If it was more like the South Park version of it, then I would play it. So.
Yeah.
We have Ghost Recon, newest installation, Future Soldier, coming out later this month for PlayStation 3 and DS. The third birthday, which I mentioned last weekend, that's the Parasite Eve prequel, in a sense, sort of in a weird way, which has nothing to do with Parasite Eve whatsoever, just the main character. That's coming for PSP.
That came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got an update on Dino D-Day.
Okay.
Release date April 8th.
Ah, they pushed it. Okay.
Looking pretty slick at $17.99 on Steam. $17.99.
I hate your face.
Anyways, we've got Strania, the Stella Machine, coming out. Now, that's actually a mech game that's coming out. Looks pretty cool if you're into that. Free Realms is on PlayStation 3 Network. That's going to be one of those Free Realm with subscription type online MMOs.
Microtransactions.
Microtransactions and all that. Family oriented. Justin is mocking Andrew by showing him pictures of Dino D-Day. Okay. Anyway, we got Island.
There's a little mini Triceratops.
So excited!
There's
about
a mini Triceratops with a tank gun on his back.
You guys can listen to like
that
maybe
could happen.
Five
that
casts
could happen,
ago,
man.
You guys are like something called Dino D-Day.
It looks
freaked the fuck out.
It looks so bad. It could be fun as hell.
I know.
Dude,
the storyline alone makes me.
What I'm hoping for is
Nazis
like,
and dinosaurs in the same game.
No,
come on.
You play an archaeologist who goes off to fight the Nazis.
Dude, what I really hope this game's going to be like is like old 1940 Battlefield 1942 with dinosaurs. That is what I am hoping.
It's
going to
be Wolfenstein with dinosaurs.
Speaking of which.
Oh, God.
I have
1942 with dinosaurs.
No.
There is a soldier with a green helmet on pointing a .45 at a fucking raptor.
Yeah, I have one of those pictures as my background on my computer right now.
Okay. Anyway, Islands of Wakfu is coming out.
From a row.
Yeah, it's coming out for Xbox Live Network. Now, the cool thing about this is that's actually based on... there's an online game you can play on the computer, MMO... And they're actually tying these two together. The XBLA game that's coming out is actually based 1,000 years prior to the one you can play in your browser. So with every level you do and thing you unlock, you actually unlock a new quest you can play on the web-based version of the video game, a new quest you can do based on what you're, on your actions. Justin's still mocking Andrew.
Yeah, I've seen all those pictures. All
right.
Did we see that track?
Yeah, I've seen them. So back to
that's ridiculous.
Back to the podcast. And Back to the Future, Episode 2 is finally coming out for PlayStation 3 Network and iPad. Then we have Russian Attack, newest release, because if anybody's ever played the original Russian Attack, new one's coming out, Expatriate. That's going to be for Xbox Live and PlayStation 3 Network.
Actually, speaking of Back to the Future, mm-hmm. somebody we don't suspect listens to the cast does, Jason.
Oh, really?
He wants to be on the cast to talk about Back to the Future really bad. He's been playing the shit out of games that he'd never played before because he listens to us.
Huh.
That's funny. Anyways, NASCAR 2011,
I just think it'd be
the game.
I just think it'd be funny to have Hulk Hogan on here talking about Back to the Future.
Yeah, that'd be kind of funny, yeah. But anyways, I like cocaine occasionally.
yeah.
NASCAR 2011, the game's coming out for Wii, PlayStation 3, and Xbox 360. One of my big ones I mentioned last week, and I'll mention it because it's come out this week. We've got PlayStation 3 Network, iPhone, Macintosh, and iPad. Euphoria is finally coming out.
Yeah, I saw that. That's actually pretty cool. It's going to be on a console release, sort of.
Yeah, PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that is a console.
And then Macintosh, weird. iPhone,
yeah,
iPad.
It is.
Yeah. If you consider that a console. Anyway.
I was just a little stab at John.
Yeah, we've got Chime Super Deluxe coming out for PlayStation 3 Network. Now, this is a game where it's a puzzle game where you're basically putting different shaped blocks down while you're listening to very popular artist music, and you're actually remixing the music as you're playing placing these blocks around.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
It's kind of interesting. To complement that, we've got Country Dance coming out for Wii.
Country Dance is already out.
It came out yesterday. I'm just reading this week's.
It
Holly.
Looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is just this week's. We've got Toby Keith and Johnny Cash, and I think that Underwood bitch on there as well. So, ugh. On the Wii version, you just move the controller in the direction it tells you to basically.
I'm
going to
wait till it comes out
the
Kinect.
So really, we got to.
If it even
before
makes
I
it,
hoe down.
It's if it makes it there.
So next week, we're just going to have a really crazy class. Cast
we
because
can, we can do just like. Well, he's not going to be Dragon's Age by then, so yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the releases for next week.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit about Glee on Wii?
I do.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, what about Star Drone?
I do.
You can't lie to me.
I'm really excited about Glee.
Okay, well, for the rest of you who actually care about some stuff coming out, Divinity 2 is coming out later on this month. Sorry, next month. Portal 2 Mortal Kombat is finally coming out. Oddworld Stranger's Wrath is finally getting released for PlayStation Network, and that is the remastered version of it that we were talking about the other week.
I know, and I'm going to pick up a PS3, don't I?
Yeah, and Conduit 2 is also coming out on Wii. So,
what's the release date for Conduit?
And then they're going to bastardize another Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy 4 is coming out with a complete collection for PlayStation Portable.
Hmm.
So,
when did you?
Final Fantasy 3 just came out on iPhone.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I get some credit to that.
So, and in the week of April 18th, we have Mortal Kombat, Portal 2, and Conduit, mm-hmm. and the Oddworld release.
We are all good. That's going to be a long fucking cast.
Jesus, that's going to suck. I mean, because I'm going to want all of those games.
We already have Mortal Kombat and Portal reserved.
Yeah, I think Oddworld actually comes out the week after.
No, it kind of comes out the same week.
Alright.
I thought it was about 6 different days.
So anyways.
Alright, so...
Really, we need to move into our...
Claptrap Comedy Corner.
Yeah.
Alright, I will take a handle on this one. So last week we asked you to give us the worst Xbox-exclusive crossover character for the new Mortal Kombat game coming out. And like last week I said Barry from Alan Wake. Oh, we also wanted to know the fatalities. I forgot who you said.
I don't remember who I was.
But whatever. Saying. Justin, do you have one?
I do.
What?
And I don't know if this is going to come across as weird, but you know you had that game Limbo this last summer.
Yeah.
So all you do is you're the kid, you're just a silhouette, And he's,
that'd
he's,
actually be really fucking cool.
It would look cool, except that he would get killed, and then your guy would just like get depressed and die. That would just be his fatality.
Just cry.
Wouldn't it be better if he got brain slugged and walked into the enemy and got killed?
No, maybe he could walk in front of the enemy, and then that spider leg come through and impale his face through the other guy.
That'd be
that'd actually be kind of cool.
That would work. So it kind of kills him.
Yeah, that would, right, I mean, hey.
Or just a giant boulder falls on him.
I'm probably going to butcher these people's Twitter names.
I guess mine doesn't matter.
Oh, what was yours?
Mine is Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy, what's the fatality?
I forgot all about that.
He'd beat your meat.
But I assume that he would just have all of his dead little meat boys.
Like swarm him?
Swarm him.
Dead meat.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty neat.
That's what he would say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. And it'd be the buff Super Meat Boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The cinematic version.
Yeah.
Let's see here. We got Bulgurk.
No, Bulgurk, that's Ray, yeah.
He said Horstachio from Viva Pinata.
Yes.
The fatality would be Candiosity, and they're choked to death on candy.
Is this off our Twitter?
See, and I even said something about Viva Pinata, too. That's awesome.
Let's see here. I am Dan Jackson.
I'm assuming his name is Dan Jackson.
I'm going with yes. Daniel Jackson. He said it would from Forza. He would be a 350Z, so it would be a car, and it would for the fatality. It would park on somebody's head.
Awesome! That's way better than my Limbo one.
I can say eat it with the hood of the car. Eat the
21 to infinity. Said Master Chief, and the fatality would be forcing a grenade down the opponent's throat, which. There's already been a Spartan on Soul Calibur, so...
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. You got the other ones?
I can say, because I actually just listened to the cast the other day. The only other ones I'm seeing here is Scott, who was on here a couple weeks ago. He says Leisure Suit Larry. He didn't really expand on it, but he just said Leisure Suit Larry.
Giving him syphilis.
Yeah, yeah. I think my girlfriend commented, what would his fatality be? Nobody actually came up with one.
Steve-O said Banjo and Kazooie. And he says, bear with me on this one. And they would construct an Xbox 360, and then their opponent starts playing Mortal Kombat. 360 gets Red Ring, and the character gets so frustrated that her head explodes.
Okay, nice.
That was a jab at 360.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Lisa said the Geth.
Oh.
A lot of Geth.
That'd be pretty cool.
That actually would be kind of cool. So I don't know how that would be lame. Sorry, Lisa. That's actually pretty cool. So.
Which Lisa?
Lisa.
My girlfriend, Lisa?
Yeah.
Said the Geth?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, she actually does listen whenever I talk about Mass Effect.
Yeah, she said she's having trouble with the worst one, so that's why she put a good one, I guess.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Our next Claptrap Comedy Corner is going to be what we kind of came up with: best and worst possible voice actors for a
video
game.
No, we said what would be funny or horrible.
Funny or horrible.
Yeah.
There we go.
So it's not best, because I don't want John Luke Picard in everything, even though I do, because I can't say that now.
Somebody who may or may not have been in one previous voice actor for a video game.
I think we should go at the worst.
Yeah, I'd say the worst.
Because, I don't know, because some of them would actually be kind of cool.
Okay, well, I'm going first then.
Like,
Corky
from Life Goes On wouldn't
be great.
Okay,
well, there you go.
No, that wasn't mine. I was just going to say that's just mean. Say something like that.
Screech.
No, I'll go with Screech. I'm going to go with what we were talking about before. I'm going to say Dr. Phil. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't like you.
Master Chief, you are being a dick.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe you would do something like that. There is a zombie apocalypse, but we gotta stick together to survive. Now, you can't have an attitude like that and expect to survive.
We'll still bite you even when it's dead. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Why? How is that relevant?
Maybe he could narrate for Left 4 Dead. Give you upspeak the entire time.
Okay, move on.
The Reapers are coming.
You gotta. There's that upspeak thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
could you imagine Dr. Phil as the Shepherd?
Oh my God!
Bitch, I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah.
No, bitch, am I going to fuck you?
He's got that up top. Yeah.
You.
All right, move on, move on.
Did I offend you?
Holly.
Holly.
I think mine would just be Carlos Mencia. And yeah. He would just say, da-da-da.
Then he dies.
I'm so glad he is gone.
Then a witch takes him down.
No, he's that annoying guy that you kill at the first part of Duke Nukem, right?
So he's
so glad he is gone and that stupid D-D-D is done.
Or we could just do the Achilleu.
Oh, God. He's another motherfucker. Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
Him Carlos Mencia are
sick
butt fucking. And people, like a fucking giant rabbit squishes them.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty specific.
Yes.
Aqua Teen? All right.
Kind of mixed with the Sucker Punch mech.
That was Rabot.
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 Let's see here.
Man, you're on a roll here. What else you got?
Mine would be probably Betty White. I think it would be kind of cool to hear her in it.
That's kind of cool. I would love to hear Betty White. Put her in Fear. We could put her in Fear.
Fallout. Yes.
Yeah, put her in Fallout.
Yeah, like she's like she's the new president of Fallout.
No, Cannibal in the Wasteland. I'm going to eat your eyes out. You know, it's just like, wow, Betty
or
White.
I just love noodles.
No. She needs to be GLaDOS.
Oh, that would be...
The person that does GLaDOS.
No,
one of
the characters in Portal 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Like she's like one of the scientists or something. She's like, sweetie.
I'm really surprised she hasn't been in a video game.
Hey, she was a golden girl, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Her is a test robot.
She's
Portal,
the last golden girl.
That'd be kind
of
funny.
She is. I think there's another one. Yeah. There are two of them.
But Betty White's definitely the best.
Yes. Or George W. Bush.
That would just be awkward. Tacos.
God.
And Trent.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Just because Bob Dole. One, Bob
Dole
says
you're
going to
die.
Person. Yeah, he tells me, he's just like, so my name is Bob Dole. I'm here to give you a mission. Bob Dole says you need to go out there. You need to go out there.
Fight those reapers.
Give me my Viagra. You know,
Bob Dole says we need to kick some ass.
Viagra. I don't need no pain pills, just Viagra. Keeps me stiff, keeps me going.
Shoot me the blue.
No witch will take
Bob
me
Dole,
down.
Bob Dole, pass me pain pills. Bob Dole will hand you these pain pills.
Bob Dole says here. Sling Blade would be another one. Actually, Bob Dole and Sling Blade together.
No, Bob Dole doing Sling Blade.
No.
Left 4 Dead 3 with Bob Dole, Sling Blade, George W. Bush, and Dr. Phil.
You Left 4 Dead. You can
Billy Bob Thornton.
You can do
Sling Blade.
Yes, yeah, right. You can do Left 3
it'd be
and a half
Betty White.
Dead. So, but now you have Bob Dole, Sling Blade, and Alice. All in a party.
Weird.
And it's just called
Left for Retarded. It would be LeVar Burton.
Making motorbout noises the entire
time. No, he's reading a book
the
whole time.
Yeah. Jordy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that'd be the most awesome Left 4 Dead.
But it has to be LeVar Burton.
Georgia.
As Jordy, though.
Hello.
No. It has to be LeVar Burton from.
Okay, hold on. I got it. It's going to be Left 4 Dead 3. It's going to be Betty White, LeVar Burton, Bob Dole, and George Takei.
Hello.
Betty White has to be wearing Francis's outfit. You know? She has to be the hard ass in it.
Oh my God.
I still want Dr. Phil.
I think I'm going to like make one of those pictures and crop in there.
I just want to hear Betty White say, I hate Vans. You know, just I hate Vans. You know, I hate planes.
Stop
I
shooting me in the ass.
Stop shooting me. It's like, I'm going to come back on you, Alice. Anyway, but no.
I'm going to pull
I'm
out.
Choker.
I'm going to pull out and come on your stomach.
Oh, God. If you have LeVar Burton in it, though, it has to be Reading Rambo, Rambo Burton.
Reading Rambo.
The really upbeat. They're talking to everybody like they're a kid.
Like, okay, so basically Donnie.
Yeah, basically Donnie. The guy that goes like, wow, that's a really good... you killed me, man. Nice teabag. Yeah, you kill him, and he's just so nice about it. You feel
great
bad.
Great boom.
And you're like, they're not on our team, Donnie. Shut up. And he's just like, all right.
So that is our question for you is, what is the funniest, worst, whatever?
What's the best idea?
What would be an interesting voice actor? Send us a message at... Twitter.com/tiltcast or
Facebook.
At tiltcast.com or tiltcast@rockamail.com.
Hey, we got a Facebook community.
And we have a forum too. So there's like 18 outlets for you to.
I see, like,
you can even
Charles
leave comments now.
That'd be awesome.
I've made it easy, so easy that I got to get rid of the spam. So,
yeah,
I've unlocked comments again, so you can start leaving comments.
They actually, they need to do a Celebrity Life for Dead, where it's like Ray Charles, Elton John,
you
Bono,
can choose it,
and maybe maybe Sting.
Let's have Lindsay Lohan.
No, fuck that. She's like, come on, you fucking zombies. Yeah, none of the zombies will even come near her.
No, she's like, we're infected.
No, no, no. She would be the witch. She'd just be like, ah!
I didn't steal this necklace. I can see her trying to take on a tank and it just squashes her.
That's what the next infected needs to be. It needs to be Lindsay Lohan, the Olsen twins, Paris Hilton.
Just all the infected.
Yes.
Our little Olsen twins running around.
Sexually
like
infected.
That's weird.
Winemaker Joe, there's a new skin pack for you to make. Right there.
Special STD infected.
Gross. So, we got anything else?
Syphilis,
the gauntlet.
Hands and
oh, yeah, the gauntlet. You want? Well, I'm going to do the gauntlet.
Go ahead.
So, tomorrow. No, I was just thinking about it. I was thinking for some reason I thought we were announcing the one for next week, but no, it's for tomorrow, for today.
Tomorrow.
For Thursday
today,
at 10 o'clock.
Whatever.
Playing some Halo.
Yes, we are.
Reach.
Playing some Halo Reach. You don't have to have the new map pack because not everybody does on the cast, just me and Trent. So we're going to play probably everything but Defiant. So we want you to jump on and have some fun with us. You really don't have to play Defiant to have fun. Play Noble. Play anything else.
Yeah.
Play Halo.
Play with us.
Yourself. Play with Tilcast. But play the Gauntlet.
We're nice.
Sometimes.
Meh. Sometimes.
So yeah, we're going to play some Halo tomorrow tonight.
Tomorrow tonight.
Tomorrow tonight.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be listening tonight, tomorrow.
That is so dumb.
Or on Friday, and it won't be relevant at all.
Yeah.
That's true.
We'll post next week's this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then I'll put it up on Twitter, and we actually have a pretty good following on Twitter.
Yeah, I think the flyers are paying off. I think we passed, god damn, we passed that like 4,000 flyers.
Like 4,000, yeah.
So, anyways, it's Justin signing out, and my left, Holly.
Hello. I mean, bye.
Bye, I guess. Andrew?
Bye-bye.
And Trent?
Goodbye.
See you later, guys.